KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have mostly clear skies and 17 degrees in Atlantic. Wind chill advisory continues until 9 a.m. Otherwise, we expect to see partly cloudy skies today with a high around 5 above. Wind chill values as low as 20 degrees below zero. In the news, the Adair and Guthrie County Emergency Management Agency and the National Weather Service in Des Moines will host a virtual storm spotter training session on March 17th, beginning at 7 p.m. via GoToWebinar. The training session is open to all county residents and responders and the public. The virtual training session is free. Adair Guthrie County Emergency Management Coordinator Bob Kemp says the session will acquaint attendees with basic information on the formation of severe weather storm systems and how they function. What to report, as well as how and where to communicate that information, will be covered. After the training, you may register as a severe storm spotter with the National Weather Service. Real-time ground truth from the storm spotters is essential to rounding out the other information that is provided to meteorologists from radar, satellite, and automated weather sensors. According to Chad Hahn, warning coordination meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Des Moines, the 2021 spotter training will once again be 100% virtual. Turnout and reception was positive during the 2020 spotter training session, and we would expect the same for this year. Each session will run again about 65 to 75 minutes in length. Kemp says by being aware of the possibility of severe weather or tornadoes in your area, you can react rapidly to changing weather conditions and improve you, your family, and your community's safety in such an event. As a trained spotter serving your area and by providing the National Weather Service with severe storm reports, meteorologists can correlate your real-time information of storm activity with the data they're receiving by radar to better warn your downstream neighbors of the impending severe weather dangers. And why does the National Weather Service need severe weather reports from trained weather experts? The Doppler radar provides great detail to the National Weather Service warning meteorologists, but it is unable to tell exactly what is happening on the ground. Trained weather spotters fill that gap of information. Registration is required in order to attend that virtual meeting. You can complete that at the link in this same story on the news or the weather page at KJAN.com. And after registering, you will receive a confirmation email containing information about joining in the webinar. Creston police say a woman reported Monday morning that sometime overnight Sunday into early Monday morning, someone broke the door handle off of her vehicle while it was parked in front of the woman's residence in the 1500 block of North Lincoln Street in Creston. The damage was estimated at $70. The Adair County Sheriff's Office on Monday had reported the arrest on February 1st of 48-year-old Julie Lynn Lamb of Council Bluffs. Lamb was arrested on an Adair County warrant for child endangerment without injury. Her bond at the Adair County Jail was set at $2,000. On February 1st, also 34-year-old David Spencer Reeves of Earlham was arrested by Stewart Police on multiple charges, including possession of drug paraphernalia, 3 counts, possession of a controlled substance, third or subsequent offense, methamphetamine, 2 counts, domestic abuse, assault, second offense, 2 counts, 2 counts of false imprisonment, and 2 counts of harassment in the first degree. Reeves was also arrested back on February 4th at the Adair County Jail for violation of a no-contact order. After he repeatedly tried to contact the protected female party, his cash or surety bond was set at $10,000. On February 3rd, Stewart police arrested 32-year-old Tyrone Anthony Morris of Stewart for domestic assault with a weapon, that being a hammer, first offense, and assault while displaying a dangerous weapon. He was released later that same day on a $2,000 cash or surety bond. The Mills County Sheriff's Office Monday reported numerous arrests. Last Thursday evening, deputies were dispatched to the area of 195th and Paddock Avenue in Pacific Junction to investigate a suspicious vehicle stuck in a field. Upon further investigation, 2 men identified as 39-year-old Justin Parker of Adair and 40-year-old Brandon Wilson of Murdoch, Nebraska, were taken into custody. Parker was being held on $5,000 bond for the burglary in a third-degree charge, along with trespassing in the first. Wilson was cited for trespass and turned over to Pott County Sheriff's deputies with regard to an active warrant in that county. On February 5th, Mills County deputies executed a search warrant at 312 North Chestnut Street in Glenwood. During the search, law enforcement recovered illegal narcotics, several firearms, and stolen property. 27-year-old Rocky Runyon of Glenwood was arrested on multiple felony charges and transported to the Mills County Jail, where his cash-only bond was set at $400,000. Glenwood police assisted in that arrest. On February 3rd, Mills County deputies were dispatched to the area of 195th and Ingram Avenue at Pacific Junction for a burglary in progress. They located three men near the residence, identified as 44-year-old David Grun Jr. of Council Bluffs, 47-year-old Brian Anderson of Omaha, and 47-year-old David Anderson of Bellevue, Nebraska. The men were taken into custody on narcotics-related charges. Deputies also located and recovered a Kubota UTV and an industrial-grade yard machine, but later determined to have been stolen out of Omaha, along with a trailer that was recovered in Mills County on February 4th. David and Brian Anderson were being held in Mills County Jail on $11,000 bond for theft in the first degree and possession of a controlled substance. Grund bonded out of jail and has an active warrant for his arrest out of Mills County for theft in the first. If you have any information about his location, contact the Mills County Sheriff's Office at 712-527-4337. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.